Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 24th November 2020. Top stories for today. The public have been warned by the Employees Provident Fund EPF that there are several fake ICNR apps. These apps were made to prey on unsuspecting users that wish to get more information on the ICNR initiative. Under the ICNR initiative approved by the government, members can apply to take out up to 60,000 ringgit from account 1, which is disbursed across the period of 6 months. This advance facility will benefit 2 million affected members with an estimated total value of 14 billion ringgit. Preacher Ustaz Abid Liu's humanitarian works have now extended to free hotel stays for family members whose kin are being treated at Hospital Kuala Lumpur HKL or the National Heart Institute IJN. Known for his generosity, Liu recently also donated 200 kilograms of beef and 500 kilograms of vegetables and fruits to Zoo Negara. The government has approved more than 4,000 loan applications from small and medium enterprises SMEs worth more than 1 billion ringgit to support businesses under the Penjana SME Financing Scheme. Finance Minister Dato Sri Tengku Zafrul Abdul Aziz said the government has also received 478 applications from SMEs for the Penjana Tourism Financing Scheme, which offers a financing rate of 3.5% to assist tourism sector entrepreneurs in terms of working capital and capital expenditures for the financing period of up to 7 years. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Tatiana Golikova said the coronavirus situation was becoming more complicated with the onset of autumn and winter. Russia recorded more than 25,000 new daily coronavirus infections on Monday, as the Kremlin said that it was up to the regional authorities to decide what measures needed to be imposed in their regions to curb its spread. Thai police will deploy nearly 6,000 officers today for a demonstration at the office that manages the Royal Fortune, by protesters demanding that King Mahavajiralongkorn give up personal control of the assets. Police said that no protesters would be allowed within 150 meters of the Crown Property Bureau, where royalists have also said they plan to gather in defense of a monarchy that faces its biggest challenge in decades. Charli D'Amelio is entering TikTok history with over 100.7 million followers. Last September, the influencer had already entered the Guinness Book of Records, becoming the first person to reach 50 million followers on TikTok. By surpassing the 100 million mark in just 18 months, she also beats the former record of India's T-Series film and music channel, which took 14 years to become the first YouTube channel to reach 100 million subscribers. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.